Everything you wanted to know about the music industry. Ask Vic. Vic McClain from Virtuoso Music and Distribution on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Call Hollywood Connections with Don Reese. 727-441-3000.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Don Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Listening to Hollywood Connections. I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood. Land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's your second hour of Hollywood Connections. Now your host, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison. And the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
I love this job.
I know you
do. I really do. Thank you for tuning into Hollywood Connections. I'm Dawn Reese. If you are following us on TantalkNetwork.com, you can see us live and see all the gorgeous people in the studio in a second. And I have a new reporter that's in the house, but we're going to go around and just introduce who's all here. Hello.
Hi, this is Walter Briggs. How are you? Good to see you all.
Yes, Walter Briggs is a playwright. He's an actor. He's been in all these films, and you'll know him best as Peter, you say it the best, because you're the sports guy.
Former quarterback of your New York Jets, Walter Briggs. There you go.
Oh,
just in the season.
We also have Preston in the house. Preston's a film director. Take the mic and tell everybody what you're looking for this hour.
I'm just looking for very, very talented actors, and this is the third time I've been here, and so far, everyone has come through here, and the last couple times I've been here have been very talented, so I'm very anxious and excited to see what we have, and I've also brought some three talented actors along with me as well.
That's right. I'm going to start getting hold of the agencies and having them send talent, so we're going to have this really, top to bottom organized, on everything. And also, we have a voiceover amazing expert in the house. He'll be at the Tampa Comic Con. I won't be there, but we're going to be sending our top correspondent, Ron, over here.
Yeah, but if you're not going to be there, we're going to cancel. We're just not going to do it.
I'll be in Tennessee. But thank you. And tell everybody what day you're going to be there.
Saturday, July 29th.
At what time?
3 o'clock.
That's right. So you have voiceover. You know, how many commercials have you done?
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
Thousands.
But I want to say to Walter, one of my clients is the Buffalo Bills.
And y'all still stink.
Ow! Everybody
hey,
in that division stinks.
How the Jets doing now?
Yeah, we stink with you. I'm a Cowboy fan.
Well, we should be in the same room if we stink. So. The Cowboys.
Hey,
come on.
Hey, I'm sorry.
What's that all about, by the way?
Hey, my nephew's Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh, really?
Okay.
I gotta give some love to the Eagles right now, just to like, you know, fill in
the Eagles?
Huh? Yeah, absolutely.
Philly boy?
Didn't they fly out of the league a long time ago?
They won a Super Bowl.
I'm officially the worst fan in the room, yes.
They're still washing the bowls. We forgot to train out.
Well, we want to thank you so much for being here. Please stay with us, but also give your website so everyone can go to
voiceoversbydan.com. Or voiceovercoachdan.com.
Right. And if you want to hear Dan's interview, please go to the TantalkNetwork.com to go to Hollywood Connections, the first hour. It was really amazing with the advice that you gave talent. So they have to tune into Tantalk Network and hear the podcast.
Awesome.
Oh, and go to Hollywood Connections on YouTube and put today's date. That will be up there. They can see you live.
Yeah, or give me a link and I'll put it on my websites too.
Oh, Very cool. Well, right. We want to have you a part because you do voiceover coaching and acting and everything. So we also have another agent for you if you need one, a SAG agent.
Okay. Okay. Well, I got you. Okay.
All right.
I'm always open to new agents.
I gotcha. So let's welcome Ron. Ron is in the house with us. He's going to be at the Tampa Comic Con with his production company.
Yep.
And Ron is getting on Facebook here. And Ron, the mic is in front of you. You're live on the air. Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. So, Ron, tell us what you're doing now. I'm trying to help get funding for your movie. And what I want to say, because your movie has like the Smoking the Bandit feel, the family. Please tell everybody what to do, how you can get people to help, even if it's their coffee money.
Right. Well, I just want to say this. First of all, my name is Ron El-Khatib. I'm the producer and also owner of Vortex Productions. We did come up with a funny movie concept. It's called Redneck Games. We're going to film that shortly. We were actually scheduled to shoot July 15th, but we had to push back because of funding issues. So what we did was we put together a Kickstarter program, and our company has pledged to pay that money forward to other independent filmmakers. So if you guys want to help, the Florida film or the Florida independent film industry, I would say go to Kickstarter.com, type in Redneck Games, and then it'll take you right to our, Kickstarter. And even if you guys are interested in just donating $5, $10, $25, whatever it is. We have some very nice gifts for everyone. We have T-shirts. We have props from the movie. We have signed posters and postcards, things like that. But the best part about it is that we started a hashtag called #VIPfilm. The VIP stands for Vortex Indie Promise. And basically what the Vortex Indie Promise is this. Any monies that are donated through Kickstarter, we will add 10% to those monies and we will redistribute them to other independent filmmakers that make the same promise on their crowdfunding pages. So that when we finish our film and sell it, we'll take the money that you donated and we'll keep it going. So then those other independent filmmakers will have a chance to add their 10% and keep going and going and going. Hopefully, in the near future, it will be very easy for independent filmmakers to find the financing they need. And then all we have left to worry about is ideas to come up with. And there are lots and lots of ideas out there. There's a lot of independent filmmakers that are just trying to get started. They're making the movies in their backyard, with whatever camera equipment they can get together. But a lot of the times, the projects fail because they're underfunded. So we really want to just kind of kill that because there's no reason why good ideas shouldn't be able to get out there. And then the only thing stopping us is money, and money is not really that big of a problem. I think ideas would be, a more serious issue. If we ran out of ideas, we'd have a big problem. But money, we can always make more money. And I would just say that you guys, please, without sounding like I'm begging, I would say, please support the independent film industry and support the arts in Florida because we are trying to, put together some of those old style movies like Smokey and the Bandit, Cannonball Run, those kinds of movies. We want to make films that are family friendly mm-hmm. and fun to watch. And just leave you walk away with a smile on your face, and we can't do it without your help.
What's your budget for your movie, and what are you looking for someone to help you? Because I really believe in you and Preston with what you're doing as well. We're gonna talk to you that as you, Preston. I'm not forgetting about you.
No.
Yeah, but for sure, with family fun, and it's a SAG film as well.
It's a SAG film too. So a lot of independent filmmakers they're steering away from SAG films because it's easier to produce. And it's easier to cast if you don't have to jump through all the hoops. With SAG, the actors have to get paid a minimum amount.
Yes.
They have to be fed 3 meals a day.
That's right.
They have to have certain amount of accommodations. They have to be flown in and things like that. And so it makes it a lot harder for independent filmmakers to use SAG actors. But
right.
The SAG actors are usually the more professional actors.
Of course.
So we're putting together a SAG film. We're not afraid to do it. And we want to do it the right way. And hopefully that'll get our film a little bit more recognition and a more credibility than your basic independent film. Because we don't want, just because we're independent does not mean that we're unprofessional, okay? So.
Hey, Ron, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
So you're filming in Florida. Are you going to hire non-SAG actors since it's a right-to-work state?
Good question.
Absolutely. Actually, I would say that about 90% of our actors are all independent actors who haven't gotten their SAG cards. They're all SAG eligible, but they're non-SAG. Our main characters, a lot of our main characters are SAG actors, and you know, they're basically, you know, using their credibility to, you know, help our film, and they're very good at what they do. We have stuntmen that are all SAG. We have animal handlers. There's going to be a live the rednecks have a pet alligator is their pet, you know, so we're going to have a live alligator on set and things that. So, you know, there's a lot going on there. But the point is that we're not discluding anyone who's, you know, independent. We want the people who are undiscovered. We definitely want to work with them because we want to keep it in the family, so to speak. You know, we want Florida actors making Florida films. We do.
Well, not to cut you off, but I had a question myself is, I'm SAG after an equity. Mm-hmm. So, but the one thing I will not take away from is the fact that if I can help another man, help them get their SAG card or whatever, something that mm-hmm. I produce or whatever, I'd hire them. Because you got to remember, you have so many certain amount of hours to be in a part or a certain amount of shows to get your SAG card.
Yes.
Right. I remember when I first got my SAG card when I first co-starred in All the Right Moves with Tom Cruise, Craig T. Nelson, Leah Thompson. I thought it was the best thing in the world, but I wasn't SAG yet. Right. I got through that show and I became SAG.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to say this to the independent actors and actresses in the state of Florida. This state is not a big film state. I mean, we do have a lot of independent directors and producers that are trying to make film in the state of Florida. And we're out there doing, you know, what we can to get things started up. But we're not Atlanta. You know, we're not California. We're not New York.
Georgia.
So, there's not as big of a SAG presence here in the state of Florida. And again, it's a lot more difficult to make a SAG film than it is to make a non-SAG film. So what I would say to the independent actors that are out there trying to get their name out and try to get their, you know, SAG cards, I would say stay SAG eligible, but don't actually, like, you know, punch the card just yet. I would say stay available, you know.
Because we all have this thing in our own minds, if you're really a true actor, writer, director, you can't just say, I'm just going to sit back and wait for something to come SAG and I don't get casted. I want to stay crafted in my service.
Right. Absolutely.
That's where I got to keep going.
Absolutely.
I can't stop writing. I can't stop getting in front of the TV. Hello, everybody. I can't get in front of the camera too much.
I got to say this. You know, a lot of independent actors were discovered because they did 1,000 movies that completely failed, and then they happened to get cast for that one that just took off.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly. After they got into that one film that just really took off, like, say, Clerks or whatever have mm-hmm. you know, that's when that independent actor decided to go switch over to SAG. They moved to California, and then they get cast in more things. And absolutely, go for it.
But then sometime too, as we all have to remember, and I don't mean to keep cutting you off.
No, that's fine.
I went through all of that in Los Angeles, Atlanta now, which is the new Hollywood.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay? Yes.
But in New York, of course, being, I was on Broadway when I was, damn, this tall,
mm-hmm.
With John Cullum.
We're on radio, Sharon, they don't know how tall that guy is.
I got a face for radio. But my point is that when you realize that you have this talent, I don't care who you are. You get that mind frame in your head that you got your first show, and then your first real big show, like when I got All the Right Moves, I didn't think I needed any more acting classes. Uh-huh. I didn't think I needed nothing else. I didn't want nobody else. I am Walter Briggs.
Right.
And then ended up, please, I'll take a number two. Can I take your order?
Well, I'll tell you what, I can give you a little bit of an insight here. I grew up in Chicago. Well, I grew up at a city called Mooseheart in Illinois, which is funded by the Loyal Order of Moose. It's a terrific organization, and if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be who I am today. But I also grew up with this gentleman. His name is Jeremy Jordan, and back then his name was something different. But when he left there, he broke out. He became a pop music star. He ended up with platinum music, platinum selling album, Right Kind of Love. He starred on 90210. He worked with Pauly Shore and Drew Barrymore. He did Biodome. He did a movie called Never Been Kissed. He was our original good friend of mine, very good friend of mine. But he got to that point where he blew up so fast that he was just like that. He thought, you know what, I got the whole world in my hand. I'm a superstar already. But you want to understand that people who let that sort of thing go to their heads, they climb really fast like a shooting star, and they burn out really, That's really true. Quick. But people like James Brown, who just, they were humble their whole lives and just kept working hard and working. You got to think about it. It's a day in, day out job. Acting, producing, directing, writing. If you don't go to work every single day, you will not be successful. You have to stay humble and you have to keep working.
That's true.
And I'm going to say this is my last point. In the NFL, you know what the acronym is? Not for long. Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing too, is we are all one injury away from poverty.
Right, but see, in the NFL and sports, you know, you have a finite amount of time to capitalize on your youth and your abilities. But with acting, you can act into your 80s and 90s. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter. I see every single day, I see actors and actresses here in the state of Florida. They're independent, and they have done their whole, you know, thing. They've had their careers, and then they've retired, and they said, you know what? I always wanted to be an actor. I think I'm going to go to acting school. I'm going to go to voiceover school. I'm going to, you know, learn how to do. I'm going to go back to film school and see what this is about, and go down that road and follow that dream, because I, you know, I put all those dreams on hold. I did the adult thing. I had the family. My family's gone now. And now I'm 65 and I want to act. And I see them doing it all the time. I see them doing it all the time. And it's actually very awesome, I think.
And the last thing, that my last point is that with what you're saying, that we give up, or people don't try to give up, but they get thrown into a different lifestyle because of where it is that they thought they were going to go. I got put into caregiving overnight.
Me too.
And you feel me, that it's so hard and you don't realize it, but it was an ambition of mine to be able to be on the Oscar stand. I know everybody in movies. There's not anybody in this business that I can't get in touch with, because that was my past life.
Right.
And I gave it all up to take care of somebody that cannot take care of themselves. And that's why we're doing Caregivers Christmas.
Now, I have a question. Ron, do you have maybe a part for Walter, because he's such a great actor? I mean, where do you see him? Hello, I'm trying to get you in his movie.
Ron, I play a lot of good black people.
Well, what about Lynn? Hey, what about
I gotta
Lynn,
say, we're multicultural in the film. I made sure to represent every walk of life as far as diversity in our film. One of our main characters is an African-American man who has basically come up from the streets, and he ended up with as an owner of a rib shack, and then he becomes the boss of these three redneck guys and kind of turns the tables on slavery, so to speak, you know, because now he's got these three white guys working for him.
Didn't you see Django? No,
but yeah, that's
awesome.
So, yeah, he's got these guys working for him at minimum wage, and then they end up burning down his restaurant. So he takes their $60,000 monster truck to kind of cover the damages.
Are you serious? Wow.
Yeah. So
it has to be the rib shack, though.
Yeah, it's a rib shack, baby. No, but that's good stuff.
I have a question. How do you like the alligator?
That's funny, because later in the film, he actually goes looking for the guys to try to get his money, and he kind of runs into the alligator.
That's what I was
saying. But you gotta go in the water to get the alligator.
No, he's in the trailer, baby. He's in the trailer. That's the watchdog.
Because you know, black folk, we didn't like that first boat ride we had to get on. All right, so, okay, next question.
Well, first, I know Peter, and we're going to come back with the actors that we have. We have your daughter that is going to be one of our new reporters. I'm going to announce her on the air. She doesn't know that yet, but I have an idea. But I know Peter's been just I know Peter's been trying to ask you some sports questions, so we have a few minutes. Peter, what would you like to talk to him about?
Well, let's talk about your career with the New York Jets.
Oh, God. Can you blink your finger that quick?
What's the biggest thing that people don't know anything about that you went through with the New York Jets and playing football?
The hardest hit I ever got. Do you remember the Dallas Cowboys?
Yes, I do.
We ran a play called the Waggle, and Kenny O'Brien got hurt. Pat Ryan didn't play that game, so I was number two.
Right.
So a Waggle is a three-step drop, throw a little quick out pass to Altoon. Altoon wasn't open. Wesley Walker was all the way down the sideline, but here come big Too Tall Jones. And Too Tall came at me. I faked the H-E double hockey sticks out of Too Tall Jones. Ran the other way. And we were on, I think we were on like the 27, 30-yard line or so on. And I started to run toward the end zone, and there was nothing there. It was just the end zone. And out of my left side of my face was this big number 5 and this big number 4 that just kept coming and coming on my peripheral vision and this, that, and the other. And it was Randy White.
Randy White. Yikes.
And Randy White got to me after I faked. He was mad because I faked Too Tall Jones out. So I got maybe about 4 yards, 5 yards. Randy White ran into me, and he hit me so hard, lifted me up, slammed me to the ground. This is Monday Night Football, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And Randy White hit me so hard, and all I can hear was the whole crowd go, and I can always find my mother in the stands. 80,000 people. Doesn't matter. Even in college, my mother had a whole section of people for my fans. All I could see was my mother's face, and she had 2 hands over her mouth. Oh, going, get my baby! Get my baby! And that's the hardest hit I've ever taken in playing football was from Randy White.
I know you're a big-time Cowboy fan because your nephew is Ezekiel Elliott. Mm-hmm. We'll get back to him in a minute. But right down here, we're Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans. What do you think about Jameis Winston as a quarterback?
I think Jameis Winston has got a chance. He's got an opportunity. I mean, anybody that can make it to the not-for-long league, I mean, God, I bless him. Thank you so much. I made it. I didn't do half of what it is he's doing, but I made it. I don't care who you are. If they put you on a roster and they say that you was there, I don't care if you was there for 5 minutes. Can they put you on a roster? They pay you some money? Did you get paid?
You made it.
Jameis Winston, my hat's off to you, sir.
You think they're going to be a playoff team this year?
I really don't care.
All right, let's talk about Ezekiel Elliott. Let's talk about your nephew.
Zeke.
Yeah, talk about his success, and do you think there's a possibility that he could rush for 2,000 yards in the NFL?
Oh, absolutely. He's a beast.
Offensive line?
He's a beast, and he can only get better. Only way he can go from here is up for his being a rookie, and his father, Stacy, I love you so much. His father, Stacy Elliott, or should I say, assalamu alaikum. my thing is, and Stacy and I really stayed together. Stacy and I was in 81 Railroad Avenue together, and that's all going to come out even in my book, Disposable Hero, that talks about how I was dragged out. I have so much going on, my book, the movies, television, and so on and so forth.
Busy.
But my point is, busy is good, but my point is, you got to have a story, you got to be poignant. You cannot make this happen unless you have something to say. I would love to sit down and talk to Ezekiel and do more with him and so on. But right now, Zeke's going through that stage. Right now, my daughter's 15 years old. She don't even call my little black butt. I don't even hear from her. You know, and she's in Dayton, Ohio. You know what I'm saying? My son, Brandon, he's in Hackensack, New Jersey. My point is that all of these things make up the stories that I tell and who I am. And why I sit up until 6 o'clock this morning writing Caregiver's Christmas, and why it is I want to tell the story that I'm about to really relinquish in the next few weeks and so on and so forth. It tells about a story of a young man that maybe is kind of like the radio with Cuba Gooding Jr. type person.
Right.
But his story is so much more poignant. And I have the exclusive rights. I'm going to tell his story in a movie, and I'm going to tell it in the right way.
Good stuff.
Okay.
Love it.
I know Peter wants you to come on a Saturday to his sports show. He's got a two-hour sports show. Wouldn't that be wonderful for you guys?
Yes, we definitely got to get you on sometime. Talk about some more NFL football.
Oh, man, I got some stories that'll flip you out that chair, brother.
Let's work it out. Let's do it.
That would be great. He would love it.
Peter, before we go, and then we're about to introduce this wonderful woman that's the new correspondent for news. He said, because I am Walter Briggs, not like Peter Koppel or, you know, I'm Tim Koppel.
Ted Koppel. Such.
But my thing is, too, I want to work on something for you guys to think about yourself, Don Reese, and yourself, Peter, is that I'm doing a big promotion for this upcoming football season with Victory Casino Cruises. And I'm going to bring out a professional football player each Sunday on one afternoon trip on a Sunday. So they come sign autographs and so on and so forth. We're working it all out. So if you're an NFL football player and Victory Casino Cruises, you would like to come out, you can gamble. I'll do whatever I need to do to get you there. But we have wonderful people that are going to come on the show and going to come on to the ship. And if you're out there, please give us a call, 407-656-1005. If you want to be a sponsor for that and play golf the day before, we play right here at Sanctuary Ridge in Orlando, Florida.
And then we go
on the ship the next day. And then guess what? You go home Sunday night. Bye. See you. Thank you so much. But you get whatever monies you win, you keep. Okay? And we're giving you money to play for the NFL players and so on and so forth. But I'm working all of that out right now. But remember, you can go to www.handsandheartsthatcare.org. Okay? And the phone number, the toll-free number is 844-422-3574. And for anybody that wants to audition, please call my manager, my agent at 954-341-0588. His name is Paul.
That's right. He's got a really amazing agent.
It's a great cause, too, so definitely. And everybody was involved in an ALS water challenge, bucket challenge.
They don't even know why they did it.
Right, yeah. Right. Didn't even know. And you're doing it for a great cause for your wife, so salute to you, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Very super.
Absolutely.
Cool. We're going to get you hooked up, and he'll be on your sports show for 2 hours. I can see that happening.
We could do that. All definitely. Right. We could do 2 hours.
That's not enough time.
Easily. That's what I'm saying, right? We could do an NFL show for 2 hours. Are you serious?
That's not enough time.
That's
maybe.
Peter Blake. So anyways, I want to introduce this amazing young lady. Come over to the microphone and take my headsets from me. And there you go. Thank you. Oh, no, she actually is going to ask you a question.
Oh, ask me a question. Yes. I'm sorry.
So she's actually going to Tampa Bay Comic-Con while I'm in Tennessee at a national pageant. And introduce yourself, Miss Beautiful.
I'm Jocelyn here with Hollywood Connections.
You're good.
Football superstar.
I want you to do. I'm going to say take one.
Okay.
Say reporting for Hollywood Connections.
Okay. Okay. Reporting for Hollywood Connections.
And Walter Briggs is your guest.
I have a few questions for you.
Please.
Okay. How did you audition for All the Right Moves?
Ooh, that's a good question. I was 16 years old when I first auditioned. I was 16 years old. And Shirley Grant was my agent in Teaneck, New Jersey. I had to go to Reed Sweeney Reed, which was the agent that hired me. But my mother wrote this wonderful letter alongside with this beautiful football picture of me at Hackensack High School, Hackensack, New Jersey, Hackensack Black United. We love you. But I got the job because Tom Cruise literally named me Rifleman because we had an audition, and I went on the field and threw the football. And they were all there, Leah Thompson, Craig T. Nelson, Sandy Faison, she was on Broadway at the time, and such, Phil Goldfarb, Stephen Deutsch, and the producers of Speed, that did Speed, and such. And they just loved me because not only could I throw a football 70 yards, but I literally... I could act, and I've been doing, I did Shenandoah, West Side Story, Girl Believe It, I was in Fiddler on the Roof. Can you believe that? Black guy, I was Jewish as heck that day.
I know,
so,
but
my point is, that's how I got the part, is because I thought past my ability to do other things than act.
Right.
I was myself. And I found out that I could really do this thing, just like you producers are looking
for.
Well,
I got to tell you, everyone starts out in life as an actor, because the first time you get caught with your hand in the cookie jar, you just, you drop everything, and mom's like,
yep.
Whoa, what happened?
What happened?
It was an alien, mama. I swear to God.
It wasn't me.
We try to tell the judge that all the time. He just don't listen. No, then we start acting.
Do the same thing hard when with you're refs. The
only child.
And Walter, she has another question for you. A couple more.
Are you? How can we find you?
Oh, that was a nice one.
Well, you see, that's a good thing. If you wasn't so young, I wouldn't have answered that question. I had to go to jail. No, but like I said, you can go to Hands and Hearts That Care, or you can call the office number at 844-422-3574, and then you can go to handsandheartsthatcare.org. Or like I said, you can go to my agent, Paul. And his email address is moviegreat@AOL.com. And you can always find me. I am accessible. I am SAG after an equity. But if you got a check behind it, well, I don't even have to report it. I just need the work.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
And did you have any more questions?
No.
You're good? Okay. Well, she'll be reporting. And this gentleman over here is the voiceover expert. So you're going to be interviewing and doing some questions with some people afterwards saying, how did you like the event? And the speaker. So expect her at the Tampa Bay Comic Con coming up.
We're
going to start with auditions in a minute. But Ron, before we start, you had actually wrote a book for your children. And tell us about the Determined Cow.
Actually, I didn't write this book. No? My two oldest boys, they wrote this when they were about 9 and 11 years old. And it's called The Determined Cow. It's kind of like a story about this cow that got bored and was reading a book of nursery rhymes, Hey Diddle Diddle, The Cat and the Fiddle. The cow jumped over the moon. And the cow in the story is like, you know, I'd like to go to the moon. So she asks a cat, a farmyard cat, and the farmyard cat's like, I want to have some fun with this cow. So the cat kind of tricks the cow a few times. Like, oh, yeah, I know the cow in the story used a slingshot. You should try to build that. And so they build a slingshot, and then they build a cannon, and nothing works. And then finally the cat, you know, is just having a laugh at the cow's expense. And the cat says, you're never going to get to the moon. You could blow yourself to the moon, or you could blow yourself up in a rocket. It's never going to happen. And the cow says, you know what? I can do anything I put my mind to.
Exactly.
And you know what happens? The cow takes all the little pieces of all the other little things that they were doing and builds a rocket ship and ends up going to the moon.
Oh, how cute.
And the cat comes out just as the cow is taking off, and he sings her a farewell song on his fiddle. Oh. And the cow makes it. So my son's my oldest son Tristan wrote this book, and my youngest my middle son Anthony, he illustrated it. And if you look, there's some very beautiful illustrations in this book.
Is.
It's for children of all ages, really. I actually got a lot of inspiration for the Redneck movie from this book because my kids didn't give up, and I'm not going to give up on my project. So I really kind of take that, and I think that all independent filmmakers should think the same way. Don't give up, man. Things come up, and you know, it might feel like the very next day you're like, man, is there anything else that could possibly go wrong? And if you just step back for a minute, have a prayer, just kind of center yourself, and the answers will come. So just don't give up on your projects, guys, because it's important that we get those independent movies made.
How did they get in touch with you for the book? They want to buy it.
You know, well, you can Google The Determined Cow online. It's for sale on Amazon and things like that. I'm not really here to try to do that, but it is a self-published book. The boys did that for themselves, and any money that they earned from the book is going to their college fund. So,
nice.
You know, that was a project we did several years ago to try to get them some money for college. My son is actually enlisted in the Navy now. He leaves in August. He has joined the nuclear Navy. He's going to be a nuclear engineer.
Beautiful.
My oldest son.
Wow, very good.
And my middle son is actually, he's applied to Ringling College, so they're going to take him on next year as a student at Ringling. So they're doing very well. And, you know, this book was just, again, this was one of those things where they went out there and tried to inspire other kids to do the same thing. It's not very often that you see a 10-year-old and a 9-year-old out there writing books and then going to schools and promoting other kids to do the same. So I think that's really cool because most kids are just watching TV and playing video games.
Exactly.
You know, but these guys, they went out and did something. And again, that kind of inspired me to do what I'm doing because, you know, I didn't know anything about making films a year ago. And then I said, you know what? I can do it. I mean, why not? Why not?
But you know why? You literally intrigue me. And I have accomplished a lot in my life, and God has blessed me. I thank him for everything, because if you don't have and stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Exactly.
So, but what I'm saying to you is your children have been wonderfully successful.
Beautiful.
And writing a book at this age, and I'm 51, and I'm just finishing my first one.
Oh.
But my point is that they had, as my father would say, they had a good beginning. They had a good beginning. There's no reason they're successful if it wasn't for you. They inspire you, but somebody, anybody, inspired you to raise such beautiful children.
Yes.
And I commend you, sir.
Me too.
It is 7:41. We have actors out there. We have to come back and get Preston's actors in here as well. But before I go, I just want to say, Justin, you are welcome into the Hollywood Connections media team. You are going to be one of our reporters. Here, take that. So she's official, and she's going to train under me. And if she wants to be a title holder, that's a whole nother audition. And we've got a live event coming up, a showbiz pageant, but I got to get these actors on. Congratulations to you.
Congratulations.
All right, so let's bring over this amazing actor, rapper. I mean, he's amazing. I'm going to give you the headsets. You're going to actually audition for all three of them. And please take my headsets off of my head. Here we go. And actually introduce yourself. All right, you're live on the air.
All right, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing good.
All right, my name is Steven, and I'm actually a musician, a rapper, and my stage name is Private. And I've been in America for almost 10 years. I came here from Africa, Ghana, West Africa. So I've been trying to make it into show business for a very long, long time, and I've been working and grinding hard, and hopefully something turn up, and something will turn up. I'm praying, I'm hoping so. So here I am.
That's right. So. Actually, he overheard my conversation in the store. I was on. I'm like, I got to get to the radio station. He's like, are you in radio? I can't tell you where he works. It's one of my little favorite stores. And so this is Walter Briggs. He's doing a play. And Walter, what are you looking for? You can tell him what you're looking for. And then anybody else that has a question for him.
I actually wanted to say it's nice to see you back, because last time you were here, you killed it.
Yes.
It was awesome. It was terrific. I love the story you did last time. It was very, very funny.
Yeah.
Very funny.
All
right, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, and actually, when I did that little skit, one of our people messaged me through Facebook. They wanted to meet me, and I was actually talking to that person for a long time. And he actually has, a show coming up, and he's looking for writers and actors. So I sent him that little skit, and I added a few more stuff to it. So he liked that, and he wants me to come in and, sit down and chat with them. So I did that, and we're hoping so things will move on forward.
And didn't you guys want him for something, the radio show, or some type of radio?
Oh, that was the other film director. Yeah, we're going to start doing, like, you know, the old-time radio, and he wanted you to write a script on that.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, just let me know when and where, and I'll do it, because, I mean, writing, I can bring out anything fast, because that little skit I did it the same day when I came in.
Right. Yes, you said so.
Anybody else have a question for him, Walter?
So you wrote a rap song, or you wrote a skit?
A skit last week, right?
Well, last time I was here, I wrote a little skit because I thought we were going to be given a script to read off of. So when I came in, I found out we had to, like, have our own thing. So I wrote it the day of when I came in, like hours before I came in. So I wrote it, and I came in, and I performed that.
And
actually, I am a musician, too. So I have, like, a music out on YouTube and SoundCloud, and I'm working on that some more just to make it into show business.
I know we don't have a lot of time, but I want to know about your story, but we're going to talk about that off the mic and so on and so forth. But what makes you, what is your je ne sais quoi? What makes you better than everybody else? What do you, besides rap, writing, what's your forte? Well, who are you?
Well, what makes me better than everybody else is I bring 100% to the table, and my family in Africa is what drives me. And I'm here with my father and my sisters. You know, everybody else is back home in Africa, and I'm here right now. And everything I do, they're my motivation. You know, so everything I'm doing right now, I'm doing it for them. So I'm pushing hard. So I'm doing everything for them. So that's what makes me better than everybody else. So
family
is what pushing me forward. So when I'm going to do something, I'm going to make sure I put 100% into it just for them, you know, because I'm not doing it for me mostly, you know. My dream is to make sure they sleep happily, you know, they sleep soundly, they have something to eat, and they're living the life that I want them to live, you know. That's what makes me better than everybody else. So when I'm doing something, I'm going to make sure I'm putting 100% into it, and I'm going with everything I have. So that's what makes me better than everybody else.
Okay.
That's it. Well, but that's a good one. That's a good one. But let me ask you one question, and I know what you're going to ask. I already know it.
Okay.
Wrap me one minute of who you really are, off the cuff, right now, real quick. Bam.
Wrap you, okay. I'm a young African boy. I do what I do. I come in with 100%. I never back down. Everything you see is what you get. I'm going in hard for my family. They're over there in Africa, and hopefully someday they'll get what I get, and whatever I give to them, they'll be happy and grateful for God has blessed me.
Wow. Okay.
I'm done.
Okay.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. So let's introduce David. Can you introduce him? Hi, everybody. We're still live on the air. I'm going to introduce David over here. And Dave is an actor. He's done so many commercials all over and movies. He's here to audition for all of you gentlemen as well. David, take the headsets. And you're going to give a monologue, and I'll help pass out your headshots. Everybody take one.
Yeah, I think we had David here before a few weeks ago.
He did
very good, too. He was another one that was very, very good.
Okay, and you're auditioning for Walter's play as well. So here you go. Take my seat and introduce yourself. You're live on the air. We got to talk.
Hi, David.
Hi. I'm very fortunate to be in your company. I feel blessed to be here. And I feel blessed to be in this industry.
Yes.
I'm the only person that is working so hard that never wanted to be an actor.
Uh-oh.
No, I was running a singles club, and all the guys in the singles club wanted to go to Hooters. So I went to Hooters, reserved a table for six. Everybody called me and canceled. So I'm saying, Lord, should I stay or should I go? I got the hint that I should stay. 10 minutes later, a guy walks over to me. You have an interesting face. Would you like to be in the movies? I'm thinking to myself, that's a line you use on the girls with the orange shorts. Why are you bothering me? But my first words, I didn't say that. That's what I was thinking. My first words to him were, do I keep my clothes on? I don't want to be I don't want to be involved in that other stuff. So he gives me his business card, 20th Century Fox.
Oh, wow.
They were shooting a movie. They were looking for extras. So then he said the two magic words to me, we'll pay you and we'll feed you.
Uh-oh.
Okay, take my picture. He calls me up 3 days later. He says, are you available this Friday? I said, today's Wednesday. 2 days from now, he says, yes. He says, you look so much like Dennis Franz from NYPD Blue.
Yes, you do.
Yes, he does.
He says that we're going to make you a detective. He says, you're no longer an extra. I never acted before. I never had a lesson before. And he says, by the time we get through with you in makeup, Dennis Franz's own mother would pick you over him.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And that's how I got into show business. I did this first movie with James Earl Jones and Grace Jones.
Oh.
And I had to beat up somebody. They loved me so much, even though I never acted before, that they called me up 2 weeks later and want to make a movie with Hulk Hogan. I made a movie with Hulk Hogan. I said, I love this.
Right.
I went and got some headshots made, got two agents the next day. And I was shooting my first commercial for as a football coach, Tom Landry type football coach.
Really?
While we're trying to figure out how to stop this running back.
Yes, over here.
I was with a computer in the locker room trying to figure out what place to call to stop him. And they said, Coach, we need you on the field. And I said, yeah, I'll be right out. That was for CBS Sports. Mm. My first job paid me $1,320 for a half hour.
Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
I said,
I love this job. You know, why didn't I switch earlier, you know? But that was my entrance to the business. But I am blessed to be in this business because I had the pleasure of working with Preston like 5 or 6 times already. He was also a great acting teacher. I learned a lot from him. He has a way of explaining things.
I know we have 10 minutes and we have everybody else. What are you looking for? Do you want to give your story of something or a monologue for Walter?
Well, my monologue is, I do stand-up comedy as The Godfather.
So it's my favorite movie in the world. Don't mess it up.
Wow.
I'm going to send you.
I know every line.
I'll send you a clip of my latest movie where I'm talking like this is The Godfather. You know?
You going to make me an offer I can't refuse?
We have 10 minutes.
Okay. 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 Well, the thing is I tell everybody, I don't know how many people are Italian out there, but I'll have you all talking Italian in 15 seconds. I'll teach you how to say I'm broke in Italian. You got to move your hands like this and say my funds are low. That's how you say I'm broke in Italian.
My funds are low.
Yes.
Okay. I got to remember that. I'm from New York, so you know how
so am I. You can't tell. I opened my mouth. You think
it's all good.
No wonder we say I understand each other.
Yeah. But you do really look like the
yes.
Dennis Franz. You really Dennis Franz. You really do.
Wait, stay here. Let's introduce Preston. We're going to bring you all back if you can come back because you're more of a documentary as well. And we kind of went over with everything, but we still have a few minutes. Preston, introduce what you're going to do with your actors.
Well, Ash, is this on?
Yeah, you're okay. On. You're live. People are driving.
Okay. I have with me three film students, and they're going to actually tell everyone what they are up to. This is why I write. I don't talk. Okay.
All right. My name is Charlie. Into the mic. All right. My name is Charlie, and I get headphones too. And I dropped my phone.
5 minutes.
All right. Yeah. Sorry. So my name is Charlie. If you guys want to introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name is Jay. I'm a college student, and this is Charlie.
Hi, I am Luna.
So basically, this project that we're working on, it's about this town that we grew up in this town called Heaven's Mill, and there's this town that's maybe like a half an hour, 45 minutes, depending on what kind of traffic you hit. Mm-hmm. It's called Hell Falls, and it's been abandoned for, years right now, but... there's always been this like mystery surrounding it and like this curse that is kind of like that like mystery about it. And we've always been curious about it. You know, I've grown up listening to all these stories and we decided we wanted to work together and make a documentary about it. So
yeah, it's very fascinating and just a big mystery. So many, there's this huge story from years ago, 1890, 50 miners disappeared and then they reappeared. And then a similar situation happens in the current times.
Yeah,
and
like probably it was probably what like about 10 years ago.
Yeah,
it was like 2006, 2005.
I think it was a little
around
girl.
That time.
Yeah, there was a little girl. She had gone missing during her birthday, and when she disappeared and she came back, weird things started happening in that town, and that's exactly what happened back in the late 1800s with the miners. So we're trying to. You know, get into that and see what we can do.
And find out the truth.
Yeah.
Yes, we're searching for the truth.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, that's the title. We're searching for the truth.
You guys wrote this?
No, it's a documentary that
it's
we're
a documentary?
Working on.
Oh, okay.
So let me ask you, is it kind of like a Blair Witch Project type situation there?
It definitely has that feel to it. It's going to have kind of that documentary, but we're going to be going around. We're going to be seeing what we can find. There's some townspeople that used to live there, so we're going to go try to interview them and talk to them and see what they know. Because there's really not much information out there about
what
it.
What school are you guys attached to?
We're part of the Art Institute in Tampa, yeah.
All three of you?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
How'd you end up with that good-looking guy?
We have some friends, because we're the film students. We were part of their program, so we have some friends that have worked with him in the past. Mm-hmm. And they it was just... kind of came across that, and we needed a little bit of help kind of understanding how to put...
So where do you stand now? Are you guys almost into production, or are you guys...
Yeah, we're actually going to head out this weekend and start working on kind of going through the town, seeing what we can find. Because, I mean, it's...
Have you scripts?
No. We're kind of just winging it, really. We kind of have an idea of how we want to put the documentary together. But, it's unscripted. We're just kind of...
It's ad-libbing.
Yeah, I gotta see what's gonna happen.
Tyler Perry's gonna love you.
Yes, definitely. We're, seeing what happens.
We're basically gonna go to the town and we're going to interview townsfolk and stuff like that and see what we can discover and find
so
out.
So it really is like the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's funny because we were talking to Preston about the concept. He had said that too.
You gotta understand something though. But the just so you guys have a little bit of background. Kevin Smith is a professor at the same school that produced the Blair Witch Project. He's our producer, or he's our director, but it's not that Kevin Smith. It's another Kevin Smith. Okay. He's actually a professor at the college in Orlando, Central Florida, is it?
Yeah.
Right. Talking about Full Sail?
No, the other one. So at any rate, that entire film was scripted. It was completely scripted.
Yeah.
It was a student film project that they did, and they did it in such a way where it looked like a documentary, but it was completely scripted. It was very well done, and they did it on a shoestring budget. It was just like they did it for a very, very small amount of money, but it was super successful because nothing else had ever been done like that.
Yeah.
And they did it, like Preston said, as sort of a found video type situation, so... That's what sold the film, and it was a terrific idea. So I hope I'm not, like, raining on you guys' like, idea or anything like that, but that's why I asked you if it was sort of like that.
Yeah, it's like, it's because this isn't, like, a scripted thing. Like, we're going to this place, and we're going to be trying to figure out this stuff. But, I the only way that it's, like, kind of connected to the How the Blair Witch and stuff was is that it's in that documentary style. Because I mean, it's a documentary, so we're this is new to us. We're used to doing a lot of like scripted shorts and stuff. So doing documentaries new, but we're just trying to.
So it's an actual documentary, not a portrayed documentary.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, everybody, I know it's 7:56, and I know we also want to give a shout out. We're going to have a big event coming up, a showbiz pageant in Kissimmee in October. They are new reporters with Ellen and Mad Fashions. I'll put that on HollywoodConnections.biz tonight. We don't have time to put Ellen on the phone. I want to thank you, Walter, and I look forward to having you a part of the show. You know, Yvonne, he said he's going to help us with some great guests.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I'm all over Dawn Reese's Pieces now. You know, she's, and I know her man over there. You know, he loves me. I'm the black chocolate. She the vanilla chocolate. Dawn, thank you so much for having me. Everybody, God bless you. Thank you so much for me being here. I look forward to it. We're gonna develop some characters and do some concepts, and we're gonna create some new Reese's Pieces around here. Dawn Reese's Pieces.
We're going to have some fun.
Thank you, Preston. Thank you for your actors to be here. And you can also audition for Ron as well. Get his card. Get Walter's card as well. We're not taking your actors.
I am definitely taking your actors. I'm doing it right in front of you. I am not ashamed.
Well, also, please, everyone, go to mypillow.com, buy a pillow, put in promo code BEACH, B-E-A-C-H, go to theaquavault.com, put in Hollywood1. That is the coolest thing in the world. I love my Aquavault. It was on Shark Tank. I use it for everything, the Lazy River. And also the toothpaste we have. I have a couple bottles left, whitening toothpaste. It helps support our show. I am Dawn Reese. Go to dawnreeseshow@yahoo.com on PayPal if you want to help donate for this show. And also, if you'd like to see the live shows, go to Hollywood Connections on YouTube and put in today's date. And I am Dawn Reese. Yvonne Madison, thank you so much for everything. I hope you had fun.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Everybody,
thank you for being here. And have fun at Tampa Comic Con.
Yes.
And I'm going to get in touch with the agents. I know Rose Rosen wants to come in, a casting director, and be on the air. We have so many other celebrities. And Peter Blake, did you have fun?
Absolutely. It's only on Hollywood Connections every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 on the Tantalk Radio Network.
And thank you so much, both of you, David, for being here and your talent that you've shown everybody. And any last words? We have a minute.
And thank you for listening to All Night Jazz.
We're going to get some photos after. I'm Dawn Reese. Let's knock it out with some Hollywood music. Go to HollywoodConnections.biz. And thank you so much for tuning in.
We had fun.
That's some good stuff. Great. Lord, let my affection.
Give me love, affection. Come on, give me love and affection. There will be no confusion, no temptation.